How should right to die or assisted dying cases be evaluated where the condition in question is psychological rather than physical? Medical assistance in dying became legal across Canada last June after the government allowed people with terminal illnesses, where natural death was reasonably foreseeable, to choose to die with the help of a doctor. But the case of Adam Meyer Clayton, a young man with mental health problems, has triggered an intense debate. Stuart Hughes reports.
Tried a lot of drugs. Gabapentin, currently on Tegretol, clomipramine, did not enjoy that, Effexor, multitude of hypnotics, which are...
At his father's office in the basement of his home in Windsor, Ontario, Adam Meyer Clayton lays out the bottles of pills he's been prescribed.
Lots and lots of drugs, lots and lots of therapy. When all this stuff doesn't work, and you're not getting better really at all, now is where it gets kind of shady and kind of scary, to be honest.
Adam's mental health problems first emerged in childhood. Tics, intrusive thoughts and anxiety. But after experimenting with cannabis 4 years ago, he began experiencing crippling burning pain throughout his body, which couldn't be explained by any physical illness. Any kind of cognitive activity, reading, writing, even talking for more than a short time, made the pain worse and left him incapacitated for hours. It's what psychiatrists call somatic symptom disorder. In YouTube videos and on his social media pages, Adam argued calmly but unwaveringly that his condition was incurable and he should be given medical help to end his life.
For me, I can say I don't want to die, but I surely refute living like this. I will never live like this on a long-term basis.
All those in favor of the motion will please say yay.
Yay!
All those opposed will please say nay. In my opinion, the yeas have it.
A year ago, Canada's federal parliament passed a landmark piece of legislation, Bill C-14. C-14 legalises medically assisted death, provided that four strict criteria are met, as University of Toronto law professor Trudeau Lemons explains.
C-14 basically allows people who are 18 years old or older who suffer from a serious disease or disability, who have irreversible declining capabilities and who suffer unbearably, to obtain medical assistance in dying. Basically, a doctor or a nurse who will be able to end their lives.
But some Canadian Right to Die campaigners argue the law as it currently stands is ambiguous and unconstitutional. Shanaz Gokul from Dying with Dignity Canada says it discriminates against people solely on the grounds of their mental health. She points to a Supreme Court decision from 2015, which makes no reference to terminal illness as one of the core criteria for a medically assisted death.
The Supreme Court justices in that decision could have had at any time put terminal illness or imminently dying as part of the decision. They did not. What they looked at was the person and the level and the degree of suffering that they may have that may be physical, psychological, or psychiatric in nature. And so from that decision, our Supreme Court justices said that yes, there is a role here to ensure that people who have grievous and irremediable medical conditions that cause them enduring and intolerable suffering, for which there is no remedy acceptable to the person as long as they're an adult and they're clearly consenting, that they should be able to have an assisted death.
A Windsor man is challenging Canada's assisted dying law. It came into effect last summer but does not extend to people with mental illness. Now, Adam Meyer Clayton insists that has to change. I met him back...
Adam Meyer Clayton's activism made headlines in Canada, pushing the issue into the national debate for the first time. But the prospect of extending euthanasia to people with severe mental illness, which is already legal in Holland and Belgium, troubles many here.
To suggest that we can remediate suffering by terminating a life is a very strange logic.
Dr. Michael Bach is executive director of IRIS, an institute which works to improve the rights of people with disabilities. He's not totally opposed to euthanasia, but fears a creeping inevitability. If assisted suicide is made available to people with mental health problems, he says, more and more are likely to choose it before all their treatment options have been exhausted.
We need to be careful not to provide an out to tough situations. I don't want to say that we shouldn't do everything possible to reduce personal suffering, but we can't expect of medicine that we're going to eradicate suffering from life. And somehow that has emerged as the social and medical and political project.
Canada is currently reviewing the issue of medically assisted dying for people with mental health problems. A report's due before the end of next year. But any future change in the law will come too late for Adam Meyer Clayton. On April the 13th, he drove to a motel in Windsor, checked into a room, and took his own life. He was 27. In his final Facebook post, he wrote, "I'm my own saviour. Always have been, always will be."
Stuart Hughes reporting there at 6 minutes to 7.